Saved is not, that's not the gospel.
But that's what they teach here, sir.
Yeah, but,
two of the men, I think all three of them, but two of the older men teach that at their churches. I have it on my testing. Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven. Exactly. Jesus has endured. Well, why would you unite to, you know, that's one point of Calvinism is eternal security. Right. They're Calvinistic.
I do.
How about the gospel that doesn't, Jesus shed blood, does it call us out of the world? In the world standards, whether it be in dress or money or time or traditions, Baptists are the most worldly people I know.
Not all Baptists.
The ones I see coming here, sir. Look up our testing, sir.
Everybody's got their opinion, you know?
Sir, it's not opinion, it's God's word. You're uniting. You're uniting to sin here, and that's you're going to be judged for that, sir. Unless you repent, you're uniting to Baptist sin, Calvinism, false gospel. Paul said in Galatians 1, a false gospel makes you accursed. Any other gospel than the biblical gospel makes you accursed.
That is correct.
And this is a false gospel. They teach once saved, always saved. They teach once saved, always saved here.
Yes, sir.
That is not of God.
How many times did Jesus Christ die?
That's a Calvinistic gospel.
You're a Calvinist.
No.
Not yet. How many times did Jesus Christ die?
No. He made one sacrifice for all, but you must repent to be cleansed as you go. If you live in your sin, you're going to lose your soul. Peter in Acts 8 told Simon to repent after he was a believer and he had sinned. Peter told him to repent. This false Baptist man just said, Jesus died once, so we're good to go if we believe. That's what he's inferring. But there's many, many instances. Like in Acts 8, when Peter told Simon, repent if God will give that to you, because he was in sin. Hebrews 10:26 says there is no sacrifice for willful sin that goes on. Baptists are deceived with a false gospel that cannot save anyone. Turn and repent. Christ is glorious, worthy to be lifted up. Do not be deceived by man-made religion and the ways of the world and Satan. We're here loving our neighbor today to remind you we have a testing up of Jubilee and of the Baptist faith. The Baptist faith's made of man. Would you look up the testing and test your faith?
All right, thank
you're
you,
deceived by the Baptist faith. Don'tperish.com. You have a false gospel that cannot save you. You have worldliness and pagan holidays. Turn and repent, Baptist neighbors. You're arrogant and prideful, thinking you know the truth without testing. The Bible says, test all things. Lest you test all things, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus said that the man would be wise to do his sayings and build their house upon the rock, him. But those that do not do the sayings are built upon the sand. And that sand, when the storm comes, will crumble. And you'll be washed away. And you'll have no hope of eternal life because you're not rooted on the rock. Jesus also warned that whoever falls on the rock will be broken. So when you fall on the truth, it will break you. And whoever the rock falls on will be ground to powder. That means if you keep false ways, you're going to be ground to powder by the word of God on judgment day. Maybe before that, as God judges you for your sin. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. You're not worshiping in spirit and truth as you live like the Baptists and the worldly denominations. As you keep accursed gospels. Galatians 1 says an accursed gospel, any gospel other than the biblical gospel is accursed. Jesus said everything my Father did not build will be, or did not plant will be rooted up. Lest you're rooted in the word of God and the truth of God, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbors. Turn and repent of your false ways and your Baptist faith. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness. and everything else will be added unto you. We're lovingly telling our neighbors today, Jesus was not a Baptist. Why are you a Baptist? Jesus said, Paul said, keep the traditions God handed down. God did not hand down the Baptist faith. Our testing at don'tperish.com shows you why the Baptist faith and Smoky Mountain Jubilee is a false way. Sir, you're an old man like me. Would you take your Bible? I'm going to show you why the biblical gospel is not preached here.
While
you practice pagan holidays.
Why was John the Baptist?
Sir, will women speak for the Baptists or should the men step up and speak? Does feminism rule in the Baptist faith? Our testing at don'tperish.com shows you why the Baptist faith is unbiblical. Turn and repent, neighbors. Test your faith while there's time. There's no hope for you if you won't test to the Word of God. So it's loving, it's truthful, it's kind, it's gentle, which actually means we come and tell you the truth because we care. Kindness cares. Kindness is generosity. Kindness has concern for. We're concerned for your souls, Baptist. That's why we have the testing of this Jubilee up. That's why we have a testing of the Baptist faith up. You're being deceived by traditions of men, neighbors. This lady's shirt says, Jesus is Lord. He's not your Lord or King unless you obey and follow him, ma'am. He's King if you follow him. Test yourself, ma'am. The Baptist faith is deceiving you. No, God blesses those who obey him, ma'am. You're not obeying him in the Baptist faith, in your worldliness and your false gospels, in your pride and your feminism. Did you know the Bible teaches women to cover their heads, to walk in subjection? All the Baptists of old taught that. The current day Baptists are feminist, as this young woman, as I preach it, throwing her hair all around in the face of God's truth, puffing it up with her hands in great wickedness, not even running to test the scriptures. More evidence and proof that Baptist people, along with Catholics, Lutherans, evangelicals, are dead spiritually, the blind leading the blind. But we come that there may be a sheep that will hear and be quickened by the truth of God, be made alive, and repent to salvation and eternal life to come. Christ is worthy to be lifted up. We're loving our neighbors with the truth of God, with pure words from God. Men are telling me that you got to have a relationship with Jesus. The Bible tells you nowhere to have a relationship with Jesus. We walk in a blood covenant. We're walking in a blood covenant today. We're not walking in relationship-y ways. Jesus Christ made the narrow way. Repent. Come out of your false religion, walking in worldliness and pride and vanity is not going to lead to eternal life to come in this glorious Savior. Sir, you got a Bible there. Would you open it and let's talk about why the Baptist faith is not of God? Aren't we supposed to love our neighbors and love each other, sir? Why are you walking around in false man-made religion that cannot save anyone? Have you tested your faith to sound doctrine? Have you tested your faith to the Word of God, not to the Baptist mantras, not to the false, easy believe, once saved, always saved gospel? Have you tested your faith? Or are you living a lie? Are you living in every false way? Turn and repent, Baptists. So far, we see people in gross pride and vanity in their outsides and their insides. Their hearts are not softened by the Word of God or by love for other people. Their hearts are far from the truth, as Jesus said. In Matthew 15 and in Mark 7.